Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, when you so often get called out for your bad behavior, do you find yourself having to do a little self-reflecting?
First of all, how dare you? Second of all, listen, I'm a person who loves growth. So I don't care what you just said. Mm-hmm. I do self-reflect when I'm called out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's what actor and director Fred Savage is going through, the self-reflection. He's been fired from working on the Wonder Years reboot for alleged inappropriate behavior, and now he's taking time to think about what he's done.
Yeah, and I mean, hopefully he's actually taking it seriously, because I like that he said this, and I wish more people would do this and, you know, take a good look at how they've acted.
Yeah, I can truly think of a million people that could stand to look at how they've acted and take a good look at it.
Yeah.
The question is, are you just going to look at it, or are you going to change your behavior?
Wow. Really eye-opening stuff.
Welcome to Friday. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, May 13th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
We all know there are many men in Hollywood who've gotten away with too much bad behavior. And I know I'm tired of it. I think most of the population on this planet is tired of it. So it's always good to see when someone has to face the consequences of their actions. Fred Savage is one of the latest people to pay the price for acting up on set. He's been fired from the Wonder Years reboot on ABC for multiple complaints of misconduct.
Yeah, so Fred is probably best known for his starring role on the original Wonder Years series, which was a hit show in the late 80s, early 90s. And he's since been a successful director and producer, and he's continued to act a lot as well. Mm-hmm. So for the Wonder Years reboot, Fred came on as an executive producer and director. But during the shoot, there have been multiple allegations of inappropriate conduct. So the specific complaints haven't been released, but they apparently are not sexually related. And ABC released a statement to Deadline saying they investigated the claims and decided to terminate Fred's role on the show.
Mm-hmm. And these allegations, I feel like, are a surprise for a lot of people, because Fred definitely has had a nice guy image in Hollywood. Yeah. But this is actually not his first time being accused of misconduct. There have been complaints against him for years, and he's even faced legal consequences. Now, two production insiders who've worked with him told People he's quick to anger and said he tends to overshoot and work the crew really hard by doing more takes than necessary. Mm-hmm. One of the insiders said his approach to filming creates more opportunities to snap at people. Hmm. And the second source said he can have a temper and occasional outbursts. So Fred also previously settled a lawsuit back in 2019 with Youngju Wang, who professionally goes by YJ. YJ was a costumer on the set of Fred's former comedy series, The Grindr.
Yeah, and she appeared at a news conference back in 2018 and gave details about her lawsuit against Fred. She sued him for harassment, assault, battery, and discrimination, and said she was inspired by the Me Too movement to come forward. YJ claimed Fred was aggressive towards her, cursed at her, and was demeaning from the moment she started working on the show. And in one incident, YJ said she brushed some dandruff off Fred's suit while they were on set, and Fred violently struck her in the arm three times and yelled, "Do not touch me with your hands."
Wow.
Which, what does he want to be touched with? Like, what? YJ also said Fred had a volatile and aggressive temper as it related to the female crew. Mm. She also claimed she was encouraged not to report the conduct because a lot of people would lose their jobs, which is, I think, the ongoing narrative in Hollywood.
Yeah, this is not, unfortunately, the first time we've heard this. It's the millionth time, it feels like.
Yeah.
And it's so toxic.
It's the epitome of you'll never work in this town again.
Yeah.
Just real.
Yeah. Well, at the time of YJ's lawsuit, Fred denied her claims, of course. And 20th Century Fox, which was the network behind The Grindr, promised they'd conducted a thorough investigation, but said they found no evidence of any wrongdoing on the part of Mr. Savage. Okay. Fred addressed the whole thing in a statement to Us Weekly back in 2018.
Yeah, so he said, "I was made aware that a woman working in the costume department of a show I was on almost 3 years ago has claimed that I treated her harshly on set simply because she was a woman," and added, "These accusations are completely without merit and absolutely untrue." He also points out Fox's internal investigation of the claims, stressing he had fully participated and says there was absolutely no evidence to support these accusations. He's like, "I conducted it myself. There was nothing."
I mean,
I found nothing.
I keep thinking of the show, The Morning Show, with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. I've only seen the first season, but it's hard to believe that that isn't kind of standard fare. Like, when you're as high up in the industry as Fred Savage is, like, why wouldn't you be able to kind of, you know, grease some palms or whatever it takes to get the result you want?
I hate to have this jaded idea of Hollywood, but like,
I know
it's true. And it's not just men. Like, there's a lot of shit going on, I believe, behind the scenes that we know nothing about. And
oh, for sure. For
I
sure.
I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, Ellen DeGeneres kind of had her comeuppance, but
yeah,
came out unscathed, as most people kind of do, which sucks.
It's true. Yeah.
So even though Fox's investigation favored Fred last time, ABC is not letting him off the hook. And YJ's lawyer, Anahita Sidigotfar, just spoke to Page Six about Fred's new allegations and said, "This was a long time coming, and I am not the least bit surprised." She also said, "When my client came to me in 2018 with her allegations against Mr. Savage, we discovered there was at least one lawsuit that had been filed against him in the past, and that Mr. Savage had allegedly engaged in this type of behavior, not just towards my client, but other women as well."
She added, "It is unfortunate that it took my client speaking out and now reportedly these others before action was finally taken." So YJ's lawyer is referring to a lawsuit that was filed in 1993 by Monique Long, who worked as a costumer on the original Wonder Year series. Fred would have been 16 or 17 at the time of these allegations. And Monique claimed she had been verbally and physically harassed by Fred and his co-star Jason Hervey, who played his older brother on the show. Now, they both denied the claims at the time, and the lawsuit was dropped after a settlement was reached.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever a settlement gets reached, I'm always very suspicious.
Me too.
Because if you're innocent, why are you settling?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you just want to make it go away and you got the money.
Yeah. Money does solve a lot of problems, I've heard.
I've heard that too.
Now, Fred hasn't directly addressed the new allegations against him or his firing from the Wonder Years reboot. But sources close to him have told Page Six he's taking some time to think about his actions and is committed to reflecting on any wrongdoing.
Right. So the source said, Fred has really taken this issue very seriously and is doing a lot of self-reflection about how he could and should have handled different circumstances better, and added that Fred knows he can be an asshole at times. The source also said Fred has some unresolved issues he wants to deal with. And Page Six also reported that despite the allegations, Fred still has overwhelming support from friends and colleagues on the Wonder Years reboot, and added he's also being fully supported at home by his wife, Jennifer Lynn Stone.
I just think what my issue is we're not hearing any of this directly from Fred.
Yeah.
So it's like, how sorry are you?
Yeah, I mean, it very much has the energy of, wow, this is really publicized now, so I'm going to take it seriously.
Right,
and
right.
I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's important because, you know, maybe a lot of people don't know this. Maybe we just know a lot about it because we're in the industry and seeing it. But there's been a lot of talk about crews and how they're supported and the long mm-hmm. hours they work. And mm-hmm. there was this idea of like, well, it's Hollywood. That's the business. But like,
yeah.
No, it's not. These people have families. And
right.
So, you know, if this behavior is finally getting called out, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I first moved here, there was the narrative of like, yeah, you spend 15, 16 hours yeah. on set, sometimes yeah. not getting paid because the experience is what's going to apparently keep your lights on. And for these actors, I mean, I think about the Tom Cruise thing where he was berating somebody for not wearing a mask. And it's like, yeah, you should wear a mask, but you don't need to yell. Like, it's just so weird when adults yell at people. Like, you don't know me. What the
exactly.
hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's like, pay your own rent with copy credit meal, Larry.
If only we could. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesan Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Liam Garrow is our senior editor.
Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louis for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.